All right, welcome back on this busy Wednesday for a short show, only going until 6 o'clock because we've got an early Tiger baseball game tonight. But now we're going to bring on board Tyson Connolly. And you say, well, why do we want to talk to Tyson for? What the hell? But actually, for the second straight year, Tyson and his crew, on you're doing it on Fun Uncle, right?
That's correct, NSU.
Yeah, they are the, and I know this is a mouthful, the S2 7.9 Class North American Champions, again, for the second straight year. This was held in Racine, Wisconsin, so this was on Lake Michigan.
That's correct, yeah. We were in Racine last weekend.
Yeah, and you're already the 2019 Lake Huron champs and the 2019 Lake Erie champs. So
well,
you've had a good year.
It has been a good year, Dennis. Yeah, we really, with our crew of Nick Ward and Jim Cole and Grant Moore and Max Moore, we've had quite a year. So it's been a lot of fun. And to cap it off, last weekend in Racine, and the competition, we had 21 boats over there. 17 of them had come from somewhere else in the United States. We all met in Racine, Wisconsin, and the weather didn't cooperate very well for us. But the racing we did get in was pretty amazing with lots of breeze. We did not lack any breeze, that's for sure.
Now, you're also the Corinthian champs, and I want you to explain what Corinthian means to the people who don't know.
Yeah, Corinthian is for a boat that's all amateur sailors. So with many of these national championship regattas, you'll get a lot of professional sailors, people like that are sailmakers or that work on boats, or they're classified as a Group 3 professional sailor. So you'll get plenty of those in national events like the one we were in this past weekend. So our team of the guys I mentioned, we all do this just for fun. We're amateurs. We just do it to make boats go fast and enjoy each other's company, and that's why we do it. So we're the three-time S2 7.9 amateur champion, which is the first time that's been done in over 30 years of racing S2s. So that's a pretty cool honor that we had gotten. And when we started this out, about 4 years ago, I guess, is when I bought the boat. If you'd have told me this is where we'd be standing today, no way. I wouldn't have imagined it. But, boy, we've had a great commitment from our team. And, really, it's been just an awesome 2019. And we had a really good 2018 as well. But this one's been pretty exceptional.
You know, I know you do Mackinac with Rowdy and all of that. But will you ever take Fun Uncle to the island?
Yeah. No, not a chance in hell, Dennis. No. Fun Uncle will be right here in Port Huron as the Mackinac boats go by. It's only 26 feet long. It's not too bad down below. It's comfortable, but it's an outboard motor on it, only a 5-horse. So if you did experience some trouble out there in Lake Huron or Lake Michigan, I wouldn't want to be too terribly far from shore, I guess, if you will. So that's probably, Rowdy's just fine, and we'll just keep with that for now,
Hey, I got no complaint with that, but I just thought I'd ask,
Right, right.
You're going good with something. I thought maybe you'd give it a try, like a challenge.
It would be interesting. It would be definitely a challenge. And could you do it? Look at what they did back in the, 1920s and 1930s and some of the boats that did the Mackinac back then. Could we do it? Yeah, you could. Technically, the boat does not qualify under Bayview standards to race the race, so that kind of just nips it right in the bud, and you don't even have to worry about it,
Yeah. So
that's my excuse. I'll use that as my excuse.
What are some of the big differences between the lakes? Erie, Huron, Michigan, is one tougher than the other, or are they all about the same?
Yeah, they all kind of present their challenges. Where we were in Racine this past weekend, one of the interesting factors you have in there is we were getting, at least for one day, a pretty good southeast wind, and the sea state really gets built up fairly rapidly over there. And that is something that we hadn't experienced being, from where we are on the lake. We get the sea state out of the north, but it's almost like a rolling sea. There it was more congested, almost like what I would say you would find in Saginaw Bay, kind of. It was much different. But all the lakes present different challenges. Down in Lake Erie, where we raced this past June, and we're fortunate enough to win that regatta, you were dealing with a lot of current coming from the Detroit River, which is exactly the opposite of the kind of current we're dealing with out in Lake Huron, which is going into the St. Clair River. So it's kind of a lot to wrap your mind around, and you know, you got to get out there and practice and see what, you know, see what the conditions are. And luckily our team has been pretty spot on with that. And we've been fortunate to, all of us had been racing. I guess I had raced in Racine years ago and was a little bit familiar with the conditions over there. But now the next step for the class, though, is the regatta down in Nashville, Tennessee, which is in which is next month. And that's an inland lake, and that presents all kinds of different challenges at that point. And then the next regatta after that is in St. Pete, Florida. And as we're talking right now, I can feel the text messages coming in from my crew going, "We're going, man. We're going to St. Pete. We're going to Nashville."
And that'll be on the golf.
I'm kind of looking at my checkbook going, "I don't know, guys."
So, and that'll be on the golf, right?
That would be on the Gulf of Mexico. Yep. And they do what it's called. It's called the old, if you recall, Baby used to host one, a nude regatta, a National Offshore One Design, not N-U-D-E, but N-O-O-D. And that's a pretty big event down there in St. Pete. That takes place in February. And where else would you want to be in February but Florida? So yeah, kind of makes some sense.
Well, okay, so you've got Max and Grant, and you've got Nick and Jim. I notice you don't take Jason on these.
Well, actually, Jason did do one day with us down in Lake Erie. We had to, Nick was not available. He was racing his boat. So actually, Jason did come and do the Sunday of Lake Erie. So he's a Lake Erie champion, you know. So there you go.
But he was telling me that you guys had a 10-year-old, JW, carried you to the 2019 Port Huron Yacht Club Golf Championship.
That's true. There's truth in that. Yeah, we did win that. I mean, it's incredible the year we're having. We even won a golf outing for the love of God, you know? I mean, you should get Kyle Weimer on here, and he should talk about it, you know? But JW, what's hilarious is he's a putting magician. The guy is lights out on the green, and then he saved us with this chip on, I don't know what hole it was out there at Leading Tree, but yeah, he had a brilliant chip as well. So JW is definitely the man.
So sailing, I'm not going to argue with your expertise, but on the golf course, you got showed up by a 10-year-old.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. And I'm okay with that, you know? I'm okay with that.
Good,
you know, Andy,
stuff.
My dad, you know, Andy Conley there, he told me you can't be good at golf and sailing or else your boss will, you know, he'll wonder what you're doing. So I'm okay with that, Dennis.
Yeah, there's no time for work if you're good at both of those things.
That's right, exactly. Really,
and I'm bad at both of those things, so that's kind of why I'm at work all the time.
There you go, see. You know. But they love you there at WPHM.
I hope they love me still.
Right on.
All right. Well, I appreciate this, and congratulations. I mean, geez, you just keep racking them up.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I can't tell you how awesome it's been to have this team with me and the boat and all the people associated with our family and friends that help us make it all happen. And yeah, it's been pretty cool. So thanks a lot for having me on, Dennis. And let's get that last loss of the year for the Tigers, buddy. Let's clinch that number one pick.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen tonight.
They need one more to make it official and be the team that gets the number one pick next June so that they can take a left-handed pitcher who lost his arm in a train accident.
Oh, no, not again.
Kind of seems to be the way things are going for this organization.
It does,
right now.
But you never know. Got to turn around at some point, hopefully.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Tyson. And again, congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dennis. We'll talk to you.
There's Tyson Connolly again for the second year running. They are the S2 7.9 class North American champions. Over in Racine, Wisconsin last weekend, they won that. They also won on Lake Huron this year and Lake Erie, and they won the golf outing at the Yacht Club. Been a pretty good year for Tyson. We'll take a break and then wrap it up.